Welcome to the Rotary Report, and it's brought to you by R.A. Kalfas Construction. If you're looking to build a new home or remodel your current home, then call R.A. Kalfas Construction in Strongsville at 440-238-5498. Well, the free agent frenzy, folks, it began in earnest in the NFL when the Browns and Ray Farmer, their new general manager, were right smack dab in the middle of it. They were aggressive. They went out and they filled two needs on the defensive side of the ball, inking inside linebacker Carlos Dansby to a four-year, 28 million dollar contract and strong safety Dante Whitner to a four-year $28 million contract. Let's start with Dansby. He's going to be 32 when the season starts, so looks a little bit old for this team that's rebuilding and trying to establish itself for the long haul, but you need somebody that's going to be impactful on the defensive side of the ball for this defense, and that's where Dansby comes in. DeQuell Jackson, solid year last year, 141 tackles, played in all 16 games, but really didn't make a lot of impactful game-changing plays. That's where Dansby excels. He had 122 tackles, so only 19 less than Jackson, but 6.5 sacks to Jackson's 1.5. 8 tackles for a loss. Jackson only had 3. He forced a fumble. He recovered a fumble. He had 4 interceptions. Jackson only had 1. 19 passes defended. Jackson with only 7. So he made a bigger impact in that Arizona defense than DeQuell Jackson did with the Browns. And so when they were looking at the linebackers that were available in free agency, they wanted a guy that could make an immediate impact and have game-changing type plays for this defense. That's why they locked up Dansby for 4 years at $28 million. But remember this in the NFL, the number that matters most is the guaranteed dollars that a player gets, and Dansby gets $14 million guaranteed. That's the key number to remember. So $10 million this year, $4 million next year guaranteed. So if they can get 2 out of the 4 years from Dansby and have him be that impactful player they think he can be, then they'll be happy to pay him that $14 million guaranteed. Anything after that will be a bonus for the Browns. As far as the safety position goes, TJ Ward was the guy last year that the Browns could have re-upped. They looked out in free agency. We were hearing a lot about Darius Byrd, but he was a free safety, more of a ball hawk type safety. The Browns felt that they needed that strong safety, that big hitter, to add to this defense, and they chose Dante Whitner over TJ Ward. Whitner will be 29 when the season starts. Ward is 27 when the season starts, but Whitner has 4 more years experience than Ward does, and that's a key part, I think, in this signing for the Cleveland Browns. They wanted an experienced player back there who has played in playoff games, 8 postseason games for Dante Whitner. He's played in a Super Bowl. He's from Glenville. He played at Ohio State. He understands the weather here in Northeast Ohio. He gets a 4-year, $28 million contract. Don't have his guaranteed dollars, and the Browns actually paid more for Whitner than the Denver Broncos did for TJ Ward. Ward signed a 4-year, $23 million contract with the Broncos. He gets $14 million guaranteed. Now, haven't gotten word yet on the guaranteed money with Whitner, but the Browns obviously, in the long haul, if he plays out his career all 4 years with the Browns, they will have paid him more than what they would have had to pay TJ Ward. But again, they felt with his maturity, with his impact at the line of scrimmage and in the secondary, with his experience, it was a better fit for the Browns defense moving forward for Mike Pettine and company. So they go out and they get hard-hitting Dante Whitner, and they bring in Carlos Dansby. So right away, the Browns spending some of that big bucks that they had left, thanks to Joe Banner and Mike Lombardi. If they did anything good for the Browns, it was leaving them in great position as far as the salary cap goes. So they go out and they get 2 big-name free agents. And late today, they have struck a deal on an offer sheet with Bengals wide receiver Andrew Hawkins. Now, he's a restricted free agent, so Cincinnati has the chance to match the deal for Baby Hawk if they want to. He turned 28 years old just yesterday. He's a small guy, 5'7", 180 pounds. He's a slot receiver. He actually went undrafted. The Browns looked at him in 08. He didn't make the team. He went up and played with the Montreal Alouettes in the CFL in 09 and 10 and actually won 2 Grey Cup titles back-to-back years with Montreal. Then the Rams picked him up in 2011, the last 2 years. He's played with the Cincinnati Bengals. Now the Browns have an interest in him. They've made the offer. This was according to Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal. In 3 years in the NFL, only 86 catches, 995 yards. That's about an 11.5-yard average. Only 4 touchdowns. touchdowns. And last year, he only played in 8 games, 12 catches, 199 yards, 16.6 yards per catch average, and no touchdowns for the Bengals. But Kyle Shanahan must see something in him that he likes, that he feels he would be that good slot receiver opposite Josh Gordon. And remember, they could target Sammy Watkins in the draft to be that other big-time receiver. So that way you'd have Watkins on one side, you'd have Josh Gordon on the other, and a quick, fast, small guy like Hawkins on the inside as the slot receiver. So we'll see if the Bengals decide to match this offer. Don't know what the dollar amount is, but it's a 4-year deal reportedly. So the Bengals have like 7 to 10 days to match this offer. If they don't, the Browns will have signed Andrew Hawkins, and we'll see how this plays out over the next coming days. So on day one of NFL free agency, the Browns very active. Again, Carlos Dansby, inside linebacker, signed, sealed, and delivered. Dante Whitner, strong safety, signed, sealed, and delivered. He comes back home. And an offer sheet to wide receiver Andrew Hawkins. There's your Roto Report. Again, it was brought to you by R.A. Kalfas Construction. If you're looking to build a new home or remodel the one you currently live in, there's nobody better to call than Bob Kalfas and the gang at R.A. Kalfas Construction. 440-238-5498. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.